My name is Brian Dowling Gourignon, and I'm here today to talk to you about all things Big Brother, all things Bother. I partner with them. Lots of fabulous stuff. Goodness, you have a fabulous smile.
There you go. That's why I put the camera on, so everyone can see my fabulous smile. That's excellent. Really looking forward to talking to you. And of course, we know you as the winner of Series 2 of Big Brother. Wow, does that feel like a long time ago to you?
I do feel like when you mentioned that, I do feel like I should be 100 years old and I'm only turning 44 this year. Literally, it was the best summer of my life. Next to getting married and then hopefully children, it's going to stand out as one of the best moments of my life. I turned 23 on the show and it was just phenomenal. I loved it.
Having your birthday. So you had a lockdown birthday before lockdown was even a thing then, really, didn't
exactly.
It?
So I've had numerous lockdown birthdays since 2001. But yes, Big Brother was really good training for me actually for lockdown, because I've spent so many weeks, you know, locked in a confined space, entertaining myself. But yeah, that sounds rude, doesn't it? But yes. I've done lockdown back in 2001.
There you go. So you're a trendsetter then, doing the lockdown thing before everyone else even knew it was a thing. And when you sort of, I don't know, when you applied to go on Big Brother, was it something that you saw and you thought, yeah, I want to do this? Or was it kind of, I don't know, shall I do it? Shall I not? Was there any kind of doubt in your mind about doing it?
I'd seen the advertisement on telly for the first season of the show and I rang the number and then I didn't bother. And then I watched the end of the first show when Nick was writing names down and we were like, oh my God, he's scandalous. Get him out, get him out, get him out. And then I got an application form, forgot to fill it in. And then I filled it out and then I got a call back literally a few weeks later. For me, it happened quite quickly from like the February through to the May. And I suppose I did second guess, you know, but I was going in there to have fun. And I was always going to go back to my job on the 1st of September, 2001. That was always my plan. So I kind of knew, you know, if I went in there, I had a fun, I kind of held myself together, didn't get too involved or, you know, get drawn into arguments, you know, but I think back then, I think it was a simpler time. I think we could go on shows like that. And I think there was less pressure because there was no social media. So I feel people could go on it and have fun. But yeah, no regrets.
No, and this is the difference. And back then, you say no social media. You know, there was none of this kind of, you know, shaming and pressures around that. So yeah, like you say, simpler times. And do you think would you say it changed your life being on Big Brother?
Oh my God, absolutely. There is no way I would be living, you know, where I am. You know, I had a property, be able to buy property in London when I was like 25 years old because I was on the show. And I've met so amazing lifelong friends that I've worked with that were, you know, were colleagues over the years. It also changed me as a person. You know, I was very naive going on the show. I was 23 and it completely opened up everything to me. And my God, no regrets. 100%. If it wasn't for that show, I'd probably still be charging you £5 for a tea coffee in the air.
Yes. And yeah, you've gone on to, you know, win Ultimate Big Brother and
yes,
you know, the presenter. But what you want about to talk to them? I could talk to you all day about Big Brother. You know, it sort of takes me back to my
Can
year.
I tell you something? It's one thing, John, that I never get tired of talking about, because I absolutely loved being on the show and it afforded me so many opportunities. I still get stopped 21 years later from people on the street and they'll talk about Big Brother, how they watched me sleep and when I was doing my nominations and Demons. And it's just one of those things I think that I'll be forever grateful to and we'll talk about all the time.
Yeah. Is this a strange idea? You know, back in the day, sort of watching people sleep. It's like, who would have thought that would take off of the TV?
Well, actually, when I partnered up with Bother for this campaign, we had for the content, we had to reenact scenes from Big Brother and they gave me this huge chalkboard and some chalk and I had to write stuff down. It did give me a bit of like thinking back to all those years ago, how important it was to get the shopping list correct and how it would lead to arguments, John, a lot of arguments.
And talking of arguments and shopping, you know, I know there's been some research looking at something that I think we've all experienced, those bugbears when we're doing the shopping, be it in person in a supermarket or online. So, I mean, what sort of things are annoying people then?
Let's just establish, first of all, John, that supermarket shopping is a chore. It really is a chore because you have to psych yourself up. You got to get your outfit ready. You got to get your AirPods. You got to get your music. You got to get your mask. You got to get your hand sanitizer. You got to get it on. But the 10 things, the bugbears that annoy people the most would be long queues, layouts, meaning you can't find anything, people not moving out of your way, customers getting too close to you in a queue, lack of stock, slow walkers, or for me personally, number seven, forgetting to buy the item I went in to get in the first place.
Do you know, I've done that. I go to the supermarket to buy some milk and I get sidetracked and, oh, they've got these chocolates on offer. They've got this. Oh, I'm going to buy this. And then I get home. Oh, I didn't buy milk.
I know. It's also, for me, it's marmalade. I've been trying to buy marmalade since Christmas and still haven't got it. That's why I'm happy to work with Bother, and they're a new household management tool. And they're basically set up to make shopping for boring basics better for the people and for the planet. They stock stuff like toilet roll, washing powder, toiletries, pasta, alcohol. You know, it gets delivered within 24 to 48 hours of ordering. No need to book a time slot, and there's no subscription needed. Plus, if you use the service regularly, the Bother Brain, the AI, it actually learns what you need and it fills your box for you automatically, ensuring you never run out of those essential basics like toilet roll and pasta.
I can imagine running out of toilet roll. It's kind of good to stock up on that before you actually run out, because that could be a whole tricky situation.
That could be hashtag awkward.
Absolutely. Do you know, for me, I was in a very interesting situation in the supermarket actually yesterday, involving the reduced items, you know, where they put the yellow stickers on. And I had a basket full of those things because I like a bargain. Get to the till, not one of the barcodes, the little temporary reduced stickers, scanned. Ooh. So I had to stand at self-service till and type in these 20-digit numbers. And I could see people behind me getting more and more annoyed. Going,
hurry up, hurry up.
I know, exactly. And the more they were doing that, it was putting me off.
I worked in a supermarket. I was the first boy on the registers, on the tills, for a store here called Dunn Stores in Ireland. And when the item doesn't scan, you got a queue in that number, and that's like about 20 digits.
Yeah.
And if you get one wrong, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to start again. And I was there thinking, oh, please let me get to the end of these numbers without getting
it wrong. You're the reason, John, we have these bugbears. It's all your fault.
Yeah, I know. I did cause a lot of upset, but, you know, what can I say? I apologize to the person behind me.
Sorry. If you stayed at home and you used Bother, you wouldn't have that issue at all.
Exactly. There you go. Could be a lesson learned there. And online shopping as well. I mean, this is something that's grown over the years, particularly during lockdown. Lots of people want their shopping delivered to their door. But there's some bugbears on the online grocery shopping as well that you found, isn't there?
Number one, having substitute items delivered. Yes. I think it's so annoying. If you order one thing, don't send me something I've not ordered. Thank you. Items been out of stock, items not turning up. And for me, the biggest one is the delivery slot and trying to liaise with the driver, especially if you say to them, leave it here, and then they don't, or it said it's left with a neighbor and the neighbor doesn't have it. No.
Yeah, and shopping goes missing. You're like, where's my shopping?
Yeah, where is my shopping? Where's my marmalade? I'm clearly obsessed with marmalade.
I can always feel, you know, everyone's sort of like blood boiling, just thinking, yes, we've all been in these situations with our shopping. And actually, Brother, the research has found that, you know, we spend something like...
It's 8.5 months of our lifetime in supermarkets, John. 8.5 months. That's like a pregnancy.
That's crazy. I mean, you don't think about things like that, do you, normally? 8.5 months walking around a supermarket, getting annoyed at bugbears.
That's awesome, isn't it? That's why we should just, you know, we're not telling people boycott supermarkets. We're just saying you can free up your time to do other things, because supermarket shopping is a chore. It can be quite stressful. And that's why I'm enjoying partnering up with Bother, because they're a fabulous management tool. And as I said, they're shopping for boring basics, you know, easier. It's better for, you know, your carbon footprint, for people, for the planet. And if people want to find out more, they can log on to webother.co.uk. And later on this evening, I'll be popping up all that content I shot with the guys at the end of last year, which was really fabulous.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds like a lot of fun. And sounds like you have a lot of fun sort of partnering up with Bother and being involved in this research as well.
Yes, you know, I'm just, when they approached me, I was like, oh my God, yes. And then they were, you know, reenacting the thing from Big Brother. And I thought, you know, the last time I sat down with a chalkboard and chalk probably was 2001. So it was actually quite nice to be a little older and wiser and sat down on set and we're in this gorgeous house in London. And it did fill me with happy, but yet I would laugh if people were stressing over the shopping list, because I'm like, it's just bread and milk. Can we just calm down?
Serious stuff, though, isn't it? It's,
we've seen on all seasons of the show, it leads to huge arguments. Mm.
Yes, hungry people are not exactly the...
Hungry, angry people aren't nice to live with.
So, you know, just finally, if you were to go and do Big Brother again, you know,
Is that even possible?
Well, it's probably not. But if it was, if they were to like bring it back and say, right, you're on the show, and would you do anything you would do differently? How would you?
No, honestly, do you know what? Obviously, you know, I've always said I've never had, you know, a plan going in. Of course, you have a plan. And my idea going in is always to be, I'm going to try and be the best version of who I am. In a sense of, I'm not going to get drawn into arguments that don't involve me. You know, I'm just going to keep my distance and try and make it a positive experience. So if I was to go in for the third time, you know, I would want to win and make it a hat trick, 3 for 3, of course. But I just think try and be the best version of myself. I think that's all you can do. And at the end of the day, shows like that, it's like a mental challenge and they do want to break you. You know, and I think people want to see people lose it. If I'm a viewer, I work on the Real Housewives franchise and I host the reunions. And I love reality TV. But you want to see people in uncomfortable situations. That's why I'm a Celebrity Works. We want to see people, you know, caught up in all the drama. But I think when you're a contestant, you want to stay away from all the drama.
Yes. Kind of getting that balance, isn't it? You know,
if the amount was the right amount to go in, I'd obviously go in. But listen, I'd go in, I'd have a laugh, I wouldn't take it too seriously. But at the end of the day, you have no control over when you leave the show. That's up to the public. Mm-hmm. So all you can do is really enjoy, because you could be in there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no one knows.
And what's next for you then? And what are you sort of up to these days?
Yes, I do the reunions for The Real Housewives, the latest one, The Real Housewives of Jersey. That's available to watch now on The Hub and it goes out weekly on ITVB. I've got a lot of podcasts going on. I just wrapped on a Christmas podcast, Brian's Big Camp Christmas Chats. I've got my own podcast, Death Becomes Him, which is about grief, death and loss. We tragically lost my mom in 2018. Mm. And that podcast is in honor of her. And I've recently just started to host the official podcast for Dancing with the Stars here in Ireland, which is our version of Strictly. And that goes out every Monday for the next 12 weeks. And my husband is the new judge on that show. And he had his first live show last week. You know, we have a busy year. Also, personally, this year is going to be a very important year for us. I also fully believe in, you know, been active in my career, obviously. But I think personally, we also need to make time, you know, to enjoy that. Mm. I love celebrating birthdays, you know, holidays. Yes. And hopefully this year people can have somewhat of a normality when it comes to spending time with people. I've been very blessed in my career and personally. So I've got a lot going on, John, but again, all in a good way.
Yes, all in a good way and hopefully, you know, positive for the future as we get back to whatever normal is. Well, Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, reminiscing about Big Brother and talking about those shopping bugbears. And
yes.
I think you sort of maybe touched a nerve with quite a few of us with those shopping bugbears.
I think it's our reality, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
But supermarket shopping is a chore, John. It's a chore.
But really good to talk to you.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, John. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.